Welcome back to the Bushnell Project in this special December devotion. And looking at the birth of Jesus Christ for the incarnation of God, which of course is the birth of this baby born in the city of David in Bethlehem. And last week we concluded with this baby that the Christmas message rests on the staggering fact that the child in the manger was God. But I want to continue on with J.I. Packard's theme here in God Incarnate from his book, Knowing God, in page 57. And he is talking here about the baby born at Bethlehem was God made man. So the second half of the story, if you will. And he writes, this is J.I. Packard writing here, the Word had become flesh, a real human baby. He had not ceased to be God. He was no less God than before, but he had begun to be man. He was not now God minus some elements of his deity, but God plus all that he had made his own by taking manhood to himself. He who made man was now learning what it felt like to be man. Let that sink in for a second. He who made the angel who became the devil was now in a state in which he could be tempted, could not indeed avoid being tempted by the devil. And the perfection of his human life was achieved only by conflict with the devil. The epistle to the Hebrews, looking up to him who is ascended into glory, draws great comfort from this fact. So this is now reading from Hebrews. He had to be made like his brothers in every way because he himself suffered when he was tempted. He is able to help those who are being tempted. For we do not have a high priest who is unable to sympathize with our weakness, but we have one who has been tempted in every way, just as we are, yet was without sin. Let us then approach the throne of grace with confidence so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. And that's from Hebrews 2, 17 and 18, and then jumping over to Hebrews 4, 15 and 16. So J.I. Packard continues to write, the mystery of the incarnation is unfathomable. We cannot explain it. We can only formulate it. Perhaps it has never been formulated better than in the words of the Athanasian Creed. Our Lord Jesus Christ, the Son of God, is God and man, perfect God and perfect man, who although he be God and man, yet he is not two, but one Christ, one not by conversion of the Godhead into flesh, but by taking of the manhood into God. Now our minds cannot get beyond this. What we see in the manger is, in Charles Wesley's words, our God contracted to a span, incomprehensible made man. So going back to J.I. Packard, incomprehensibly, we should be wise to remember this, to shun speculation and continually to adore. So there are so many stipulations out there about who Christ is. I sort of started the devotion with the idea that there are many out there that believe that Jesus may have been a thought in God's head, or Jesus was not in any existence until he was born, or that the God put aside his being God and he just became a man. So all these different ideas out there, what does the Bible say? What does John chapter 1 say about who Jesus, this baby born in Bethlehem, was? That he was fully God and he became fully man. And for us to ponder that, to meditate on that, to think about the reality that this creator of the universe came to this planet, his creation, and took on the form of his created beings, so that he could prove his love to us and save us from this thing that we brought about ourselves called death. So Adam, the first man, brought about death by his sin, and we are all under that law and must die. Jesus Christ, the creator of all things, comes and pays the price so that sting, death no longer has a sting. We can have eternal life with God. That's awesome. Hope you have a great day. God bless you.